Skies mostly clearing across the country, largely thanks to a high, and that's kept things very chilly for the southeast this morning. It's also helping to cause some very gusty hot winds in the northwest. That's increasing the fire danger. Severe conditions for large parts, extreme for the Pilbara and West Kimberley coasts in WA. Meanwhile, things looking mostly dry. Falls are easing even further through the southeast today, though southerly winds off the east coast mean more hazardous surf for parts of the New South Wales shore. Up in Queensland, though, you are looking at clear skies for the most part. Just a bit of wind up top and some morning frost for the southern interior to start this morning. Brisbane, you've got a sunny 24 degrees to come. We've got a couple of coastal showers just with those onshore winds for New South Wales. Otherwise, it's also clear, a chilly start inland. 20 on the way for Sydney, Canberra, frosty to wake up to, but fine and 17 later. We've still got a bit of drizzle for southern Victoria and over the mountains. That'll dry up on the other side of lunchtime, though. So Melbourne's just looking at some morning drizzle. It's getting to 17 with a cloudy afternoon. And in Tassie, we've got some more falls for the west and the far south, but it's mostly going to be a fine day for the state, including in Hobart. Mostly sunny and 20 there. Meanwhile, over in South Australia, you've got frost and fog, especially through the southeast, and the last of the showers there will clear back to the coast for this afternoon. Adelaide, cloudy but dry. It's getting to 17. Southern WA, clear, sunny, fairly warm. 27 on the way for Perth. And up top, we've got lots of heat up through the north and some gusty winds too. For Darwin, it's another sunny day, getting to 36.